Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. For those of you who know me personally, or I've spoken to your organization or school, or you're just a faithful listener of Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature, you know that I want to be in the outdoors all the time. Logistically, that is not always the case. Shh, don't tell anyone, but I actually sleep in my bed inside my house. You see, here's the opposite. Growing up, there was a screen porch on our home, and I actually had a fold-out cot, and I would sleep out there all the time. So I would get as close as I could to nature in my backyard. Well, I can always get an awesome picture of nature where I live now in this beautiful historic home by looking out my windows. By that I mean I can view birds on my feeders literally feet away from me. My front feeder is on a cherry tree, a flowering cherry tree, and not an exaggeration, it is 10 feet from a window. Actually, probably two different windows, two different angles. Depends on the sun as to which window I'm going to view from. And it is right there. And it's on the walkway or along the walkway to my front door. And I'll be shoveling snow, and I'm not exaggerating, shoveling snow out there because my snow blowers and plows and things don't get to right next to where the feeder is. And while I'm shoveling, I'll have a chickadee on the feeder, like literally just singing along, and he's 2 or 3 feet from me because, you see, chickadees are the most friendly of all the songbirds. Well, on this show, I thought it would be important to discuss the types of seed and feed that we can put out in our bird feeders to attract as many species of birds as possible. And I'll mention a few birds as we go along here, but I won't be able to mention the vast varieties and species of birds that the different feeds and seeds can attract. There's always a cost involved in any activity or hobby. So as usual, I will discuss price as we learn the different types of seed and feeders too, because there's a cost involved in those. The first type of seed is black oil sunflower seed. It's the most expensive, but it'll attract the greatest number of species of birds and squirrels, and I'll get to these pesky critters and how to protect a little later on in this show. But black oil sunflower seed, yeah, it's like the trade-off is, do I spend a little bit more? And I spend a little bit more and I get a few more birds. So that's something for you to think about. Let's discuss tube feeders, which people use for black oil sunflower seed, actually used for most of their seed. It is amazing how fast songbirds can empty a tube feeder on a cold, wintry day. You see, I'm always in the studio early in the morning. It's probably about 7 o'clock right now. I was out, the winds were howling. It was wind chills around zero, but the sun right now is poking in. I'm telling you right now, there's birds on all the feeders at my home. You see that the seed provides so much energy to these birds. You could fill those feeders easily twice a day. This depends on your investment as to how much you want to spend. A tip is to take out the pegs that are provided. So when they sell these tube feeders, they provide these little pegs for perching on the feeder. If you don't know it, you don't need those pegs. If you leave them on, you're going to get a visit from Alfred Hitchcock. What I mean is every now and then your yard and feeder will be invaded by starlings. A few starlings is fine, but when a winter flock arrives, it can almost be scary. That's the Alfred Hitchcock. There you go. Well, they will actually beat the heck out of each other. It's like there's a battle going on for the seed. Take away the pegs and you take away the problem. I'm also going to let you know about those pegs. When you buy a birdhouse, or you can go online, some people like to be a little hands-on, creative, and build their own birdhouses, they always say put a peg on. Well, even in the Boy Scout handbook, because I speak to the Scouts every now and then, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts ask me to come in and speak to the organizations, in their handbook on how to build a birdhouse, it talks about those pegs. Well, that peg, the birds that are using the birdhouse, it's dependent on the size of the hole as to what kind of birds will be attracted to it. When you leave that peg on there, it's a perch for predators where they will actually land on that peg, reach in, snatch a hatchling, a baby bird, and take off. So you want to make sure that you don't put those pegs, or if you buy a birdhouse with it, you actually cut it off. Back to seed. Next, there are seed mixes or blends you can purchase that have black oil sunflower, but also will contain millet, which is a small round seed. Many birders, those are people who love birds and follow birds and are, you know, they're hobbyist birders, call this junk seed because it's used as a filler, because remember, black oil costs more, and attracts few ground feeders such as doves and sparrows, and I'll get to those guys, ground feeders, in a little bit. You see, the seed is so small that birds such as downy woodpeckers on the feeder, while they're selecting the black oil, they just sort of just throw it out. And also, the small millet seed falls on the feeder, or out of the feeder, and onto the ground. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. There are seeds that are so small, you need a separate feeder for them. They make feeder bags that you can hang with the birds eating the seed while they're hanging on the bag. So really, instead of like a tube feeder or something, there are bags that you can use this. Birds only with small beaks will eat this seed, which includes the Niger and thistle seeds. The birds that make use of these feeders attracted really are the finch family, specifically, again, I'm looking for those goldfinches. Hey, the house finch, little purplish color on a sun, you know, not Sunday, but a sunny day when the sun's shining on them, has a good look to them. But when you catch a goldfinch, but personally, at the end of the fall, this is what I do. You see, at the end of the fall, the goldfinches are flocking to my purple coneflower. They absolutely love that seed, which is also a tiny seed. So what I do is, as it's drying, I cut the stems. So the stem's about 8 to 10 inches long, just below the seed head. I tie them closed with string, wrap them, hold them upside down, let them dry out. And then in the wintertime, I hang these bundles near my other feeders, and now it is free seed. You see, I'm a frugal guy, but if the goldfinch already like that seed, why am I going to go out and purchase anything else? So I use that one. So there's a little, hey, you always get these great little tips here at Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Well, here you go. Some birds are ground feeders. So we have created platforms to feed them on. You can purchase a platform and put out a seed mix there. You will attract some of my favorite winter birds, the blue jay. And I'm going to let you know the color of the blue jay in the sun, not Sunday, in the sun, especially when there's a snow cover, it is grab your camera, it is a spectacular look at them. You'll also get morning doves to the platform, but I use a free platform. Shh, don't tell anyone. It's called the ground. I simply throw loose seed on the ground. Could you imagine that, throwing loose seed on the ground and getting the same ground feeders? During winter snowstorms, ground feeding birds are the most important birds to feed because their food source naturally is covered by snow. So I just a little hint to taking care of those guys. In general, you will see a few less birds visit all type of feeders during winter warmer days. Hey, there are these spells where you get a number of warmer winter days, and well, there's enough available food, wild food out there, the sources, so they're going to go feeding naturally. But during those cold, snowy winters, the bird feeders, no pun intended, they will flock to your feeder. Hey, I'm filled with all these things today. Now, another food source for birds is suet. You need to purchase a suet basket, which is inexpensive. Suet really is a high fat content product, which supplies winter birds with so much energy. There are many different types based on what they are mixed with. You will find berries, nuts, and various fruits mixed with the suet. It's just like Jimmy Houston he's a pro fisherman TV show, and he's got this great way of saying things. And he says, fishing lures don't catch fish, they catch fishermen, because, you know, you're in the store, and what are you doing? You're seeing this bright, dangly little lure, and it just caught you, and you just bought it. Well, I think the same thing is true with suet. Somebody's going, well, I like blueberries, so I bought the suet with blueberries. Well, I don't think whatever's put into the suet is the important thing. Hey, will the birds eat it? The answer is yes. Well, suet is going to give you a different array of birds. My backyard feeding station is comprised of suet, and it brings in the larger woodpeckers. I don't get these guys so much on the front feeder, but on the back feeder, I get flickers, hairies, and red-bellied woodpeckers. And again, I get a vast array of other birds in there, you know, especially, it's funny, the chickadees, because when you hang suet, suet is hung upside down, which typically prevents squirrels. So let's talk about these ingenious critters. They will steal any bird food they can figure out how to get hold of. My battle with them is always a challenge. Through my research, I found a way, or found something that is called the squirrel away baffle. I don't remember the cost. I'm going to say it was somewhere probably about $30, but it was the best investment I ever made in preventing squirrels from running off with the bounty. If you have not watched it, you need to go to joeybetv.tv, and watch Joey B versus the squirrel. It is comical. It is one of the most watched episodes, literally by the millions and millions of people watch it. And they watch it because it is my battle with the squirrels. But don't go there now, because there's so much more you need to know about winter bird feeders. Another critter who is good at stealing food are mice. Sometimes you'll find them with the ground feeders out there, and they'll steal a little bit, and I'm not really concerned about that. But it's the whole bounty. In my garage, I use a metal can with a metal lid to prevent mice from getting into the bags of seed. You see, you've got this huge bag of seed, you put it in your garage, and you're trying to feed the birds, and you go back, and there's a hole in the bottom of the bag, half the seed is gone, and the mice family is just smiling, going, thank you very much. Well, I store my seed in the garage, and since my garage door is open often, again, if you're snow plowing, snow blowing, all that, warmer winter day, I do lots of carpentry, you open it up, early spring, as soon as I can get out a paddleboard, kayak, canoe, fishing rods, or whatever, we're going and we're out, and so the mice tend to get in there. Do I have the, and they sell little safe traps where you capture them and re-release them outside. Well, that works great, except that, guess what? They come right back in. You save them. Well, I actually have a heater in my garage, so separate thermostat. So I guess the mice, they must like living in there, but I take care of them. Now, here is my top secret pick. Shh, don't tell anyone, because it's just for you, for the best cost-effective feed. A few years ago, my great friend, Inspector Dave, and you all know him, the organic gardener, we've had him on this show and on Joey B TV. He's filmed with us very, very often. He lives down the road. Well, he and I were always talking about these tube feeders, and we're just blowing through seed easily, filling the tube twice a day. Sometimes you could even, if you wanted to, do it three times. And then I found a seed bell. And the seed bell, you can either buy a black oil or a mixed seed, and they have seed bells and also their seed blocks. And they come with a netting, and you put them in a netting and you hang them up, and the birds will land on the netting and start to pick away at the seeds. And there's like a little honey mixture that holds the seed together. Once again, a little bit extra energy. And because the birds have to work at it a little bit, and not much, but they have to work at it, they actually, those seed bells will last, depends on how many, you know, birds are attracted to your feeders, will last for a week. If you have less birds near you, 2 weeks. So it is definitely cost. It's efficient. I'll just say it this way. You will become cost effective with those. So there's my hint. But remember, don't tell my top secret pick, all right, to anyone else, but because it's just for you. Well, one of the other things that you need to do is, hey, you're feeding the birds. You want to have a viewing station. Well, at your viewing station, you want to make sure that you have a field guide for birds. And there are different field guides for different parts of the country. So you want to make sure that you have like the Eastern field guide, the Western field, wherever you live, that type of field guide. I use Peterson's just because I guess I fell in love with it as a youngster growing up and continue with them. But there's so many other ones that are out there. And make sure your binos, your binoculars are there. Make sure you have a camera ready because you're going to get some great photos there. And make sure you have a hot cup of tea and lemon. See, I'm not a big caffeine guy and all that. Well, if I'm going to sit inside, well, I'm going to have a hot cup and tea and lemon in the wintertime while I'm viewing the birds. Now, if you're a teacher out there, an educator, it's not expensive and it's a great investment to a school to bring nature to the children. It's an easy way to teach the children about nature using birds and starting there. Also, start a club in your school because as soon as it's warm out, you can do these little hikes right around your school and do, and even if you happen to be a beginner or a novice, it's not difficult to learn because as the children are learning birds at the feeder, so can you. And then you begin to do these little hikes around and you start to learn all the different bird calls. And you can go to Cornell University, their ornithology lab. Ornithology is the study of birds. You can actually find out so much information about the birds. Their bird calls are there, so it's easy for an educator and children to learn. And for those of you who are adults who are just getting into it or listening to the show going, hey, this is pretty interesting. There are so many different bird clubs out there for adults, and they lead hikes. They will bring in guest speakers. The club that I belong to has some of the best guest speakers, and they travel the world, these speakers, and they're coming in with slides and discussing, and you're always learning, picking up something. Sometimes they'll just do, somebody will come in with birds of prey. Sometimes they're live birds of prey, like Giselle from the Avian Wildlife Center would be called in, and she'd be bringing in and again, the birds that she brings in or all these raptor rehabilitators bring in happen to be birds that cannot be released into the wild. She gave an example. She'll bring Trooper, which is one of her red-tailed hawks. And so you get to see them up close and personal and learn all about them. Now, every spring, which is really way before the spring, I have a contest with Inspector Dave to see who could hear the first cardinal calling, and they'll test their voice out early on, and I'm not going to tell you how early, because when you're done listening to this, you're going to go to joeybee.tv where you can watch episodes, and there's one called The Groundhog Versus the Cardinal. Need to watch it so you'll learn about the first signs of spring in that one. And of course, you need to watch Joey B versus the Squirrel. I hope you enjoy learning all about winter bird feeders and so much more. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.